I really, really, really wanted to be successful. I don't know whether it was for the money, the freedom, the sense of achievement, or just to prove I was good enough in my parents' eyes, but I was almost always obsessed with becoming a success. During my 20s, I started several different businesses, each with the dream of making my fortune, but my results went from dismal to worse. Then, as luck would have it, I got some advice from an extremely rich friend of my father's. He was at my parents' house playing cards with the boys, and in passing, saw me. This was the third time I'd moved back home, and I was living in the lower-level suite, otherwise known as the basement. I suppose my dad had complained to him of my woeful existence, because when he saw me, he had the sympathy in his eyes usually reserved for the bereaved at a funeral. He said, "Harv, I started in the same way as you, a complete disaster." He went on and said, "But then I got some advice that changed my life, and I'd like to pass it on to you." He said, "If you're not doing as well as you'd like, all that means is that there's something you don't know." Well, being a brash young man at the time, I thought I knew pretty well everything, but alas, my bank account said something very, very different. So I finally began to listen. My father's friend continued, "Did you know that most rich people think in very similar ways?